Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Well, good morning to you. 909 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin, live from the... I don't have to say all that stuff now, but I am live. Stockton's here, too.
Hello.
Nice to talk to him. What's going on, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stockton was sick. He was sick as a dog.
I was sick as a dog
Thursday,
last
Friday,
week.
Saturday.
Yeah.
A little bit Sunday. A little bit Monday, even. You were just getting over it.
But, yeah. Now I'm basically better.
Glad you're not dead.
Yeah, I am very... Oh, trust me. Same.
I imagine there were times when you felt dead or wanting to die or something.
Yeah, that was Friday. It's so weird how those colds can, like, you can feel them coming, right? And so Wednesday night, I felt it coming. And then Thursday, it hit me, but I was still able to work from home. And then Friday, it was just three times worse. It hurts so bad.
Well, it's interesting, you know, when you feel something coming, and you do, you're right, you feel it coming.
Yeah.
They have products out there, emergency and airborne and some of those that are supposed to help stave off the sicknesses. I remember asking a doctor once about those. I'm like, do those really work? And he said, well, there's not enough evidence out there to say they do or don't work. And I'm like, what does that mean? They've been around a while. They've been around a couple of decades. Surely somebody's done a study, but I don't know.
When I was in high school, I would do, of course, I'd do all the shows and stuff for the theater program. And it felt like a tradition that my body had that it would get sick just through the whole performance. I was never healthy. During the performance, I was always dead sick.
Some traditions just aren't.
And my mom would be like, friggin', here's 5 tablets of Airborne to take throughout the day. And here's some Throat Coat, which is an herbal tea.
I have a throat spray stuff I used to carry around for when my throat hurt so bad and I still had to talk. But
funny enough, some of my best performances were when I was sick.
Forces you to focus, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So last Saturday night, I went to I'm 59, never been to a surprise birthday party.
Really?
And so on Saturday night, it was Stephanie, I'm not going to give her last name, but it was Stephanie's birthday, 50th birthday. So it was a pretty important milestone birthday.
Right.
And so we gathered in the pre-assigned place and turned all the lights out, and her husband, under some sort of extravagant ruse, brought her, and she was, now she said she was, I assume she was being honest, she said she was utterly and completely taken off guard. She was totally surprised by
it. Oh, that's funny.
And there was probably, 40 people in this room, and they flicked the lights on, and everybody yelled surprise, and, you know, there were people there from her high school day. I mean, she's 50, right? So people that knew her in high school, people that... knew her over the years in different work situations, including my wife, people that currently worked with her. It was kind of a fun occasion, you know, and they, you know, they had games and all kinds of food and stuff like that. But one of the things about the party kind of struck me. It was a game that we played. It was trivia about Stephanie, the birthday girl.
Yes.
And in this trivia about Stephanie, they asked questions like, what is Stephanie's favorite movie? What is Stephanie's favorite food? What is Stephanie's favorite restaurant? What is Stephanie's favorite song? And there were 8 questions total. And so, like I said, it was a real assortment of people. People that had known her in the past, from way back to high school. People who had worked with her over the years. People that currently worked with her. Family members, you know, And so they divided us into like groups 3 or 4, and so we got to collaborate on the answers to these questions. Stockton, the winner of this contest got 2 out of 8 correct.
What?
2 out of 8 correct.
And holy moly.
I got to thinking, man, I honestly, are we that bad at getting to know other people that, I mean, now, so this lady was my wife's friend, so I had an excuse. I didn't really know her that well.
Right.
I had met her once or twice is all. So I don't feel like I should have answered the questions, but gosh, these people, these, you know, cousins and friends and coworkers, they should have known her favorite food and favorite movie and stuff like that. In fact, it was interesting. Our little group, because I have a loud personality, they actually wrote down a lot of my answers of what I guessed her favorites might be. I had no insight whatsoever. I was guessing completely. Like, favorite movie, I said, well, everybody loves Princess Bride, so that must be it. Well, it wasn't, of course. That wasn't her favorite movie, but they wrote that down. That was our answer. We got 1 out of 8 correct, and or maybe we got 0. Anyway, yeah, the winning group got 2.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe we need to do a better job at getting to know people. I don't know. I mean, I know your favorite restaurant. I learned that this morning, though.
Yeah,
I didn't know before this morning. Yeah. Sakura.
Sakura. You love and that. By proxy, you learned my favorite food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fried rice.
Yes.
From Sakura.
Yes.
Not any fried rice.
From Sakura. Yeah. Or you could, I guess you could just say hibachi fried rice.
You and I have worked together close to 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
I'll bet you couldn't name my favorite restaurant.
Oh, shoot.
Sponsors notwithstanding.
Yeah.
Because I should say, and it is one of my favorite, is Angelica's.
But it's not your favorite.
No, not
your
not
personal favorite. Man, yeah. I don't know. Is it Chubby's?
No.
Or Cubby's? Sorry.
No, neither one. No.
Oh, okay. No. Dang.
Here's a hint. I drove to it. It's out of town. I drove to it on my birthday a couple weeks ago.
Oh, is it Rusty's?
High Voltage Barbecue.
High Voltage
in
Barbecue.
In Parowan, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love barbecue, yeah. So,
well, there you go.
But I just thought, man, we need to do a better job. I really do think we need to do a better job of getting to know people or friends. You know, it's this work environment that we have in modern society.
Yeah.
And we go through it here, but my wife especially, she's in more of an office setting. Our setting is kind of weird because some of us work in the mornings and not in the afternoons. And yeah. You got sales staff over there and the production staff over here.
Well, so, and my shift is shorter than your shift.
Yeah. So we're a little different. But in a traditional office setting, we get so paranoid about sexual harassment, about saying the wrong thing, about offending anybody in this woke culture and everything. I think we've lost the ability to become friends with our coworkers a little bit. So
I will say, maybe in the case of Stephanie and her birthday, I wouldn't be surprised if it was just, it's a very, maybe those were very like, oh no, I wouldn't want to say personal. It's very like basic, like scratch and sniff style questions of just like, yeah, it's pretty obvious. But like, maybe those are things that maybe her husband thought were like common knowledge, since he was the one that probably did the questions and stuff.
I think she verified them all. I mean, you know, when they did it, she's like, yeah, that's true. So her favorite song was Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Which I should have thought of that, because that is a lot of people's favorite song. That's a pretty big song.
Yeah.
And it's fun to sing in karaoke, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your inner spandex and long hair out, you know, for that one. Her favorite movie was, I think, Sophie's Choice or something like that.
Okay.
I've never seen it, so I couldn't.
Well, it's a rom-com.
Okay. And then food was steak. And I believe, if I remember correctly, you and her have something in common as far as favorite restaurants.
Oh, Sakura.
Sakura, yeah. So, and then I forget what else there was, but I was amazed that none of us knew very much about the birthday. We were all invited. We were all friends of hers, and yet nobody really knew the answers, except for her daughter actually conducted the game. She was in charge of it.
Well, that's fun.
But, we just need to do a better job.
It's funny you mentioned surprise parties, because we actually hosted, we didn't host it. It was, some acquaintances of ours that hosted a surprise 40th birthday party for my oldest brother. Uh-huh. And they did a really good job. What they did is they themed it around their fashion trends in high school. So this was the my brother graduated in 2002.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got your seatbelts, you know what I mean? The belt made out of a seatbelt with like the buckle. You got the spiky hair.
I remember that.
The spiky hair, the seashell necklaces, striped polos and all kind of that stuff. And they actually invited, and they showed up, all of my brother's ex-girlfriends from high school.
No way.
And they didn't.
Oh, man.
He had never seen them since
I was gonna
they
say,
broke
yeah,
up.
I can't even imagine doing that to me. But
fortunately, it was like, I mean, that was.
Now, is he married?
Oh, yeah, he's
so his wife was there while all the ex-girlfriends showed up. That seems a little awkward.
She encouraged, well, because fortunately my sister-in-law has a very good sense of humor.
Oh, thank you.
And
not the jealous type, apparently.
Yeah. Well, and also, I don't even want to think about what would happen if my brother were to like cheat on her, because she has like an air of authority to her. She's very quiet, but she's the smartest person I know, hands down. And she, I mean, she has four kids, and it's just
when my wife and I got married, we got married at Jordan River Temple, had a little open house thing in Utah, and then she's from New Jersey. We flew out and had a full reception out in New Jersey, and
yeah,
first of all, culture, life, very different in New Jersey. So we didn't get very many presents, and I'm like, you know, wow, nobody's bringing presents. Well, throughout the course of the evening, I had probably 30 guys walk up to me to shake my hand that I didn't know, and they had a $20 or a $50 or $100 bill in their hand when they shook my hand, so that when they let go, the money was left in my hand. We brought home from the reception like $2,700 or something like that in
Holy
cash.
Holy moly!
But the thing that kind of reminded me of it, though, you were talking about exes, and we were at the reception. We were already married at this point. We'd been married about a week, and
yeah.
So we're going through the reception, and this guy comes up to me, and he had the puppy dog, the hang dog, sad face and everything. And his name was Mike, and he was a high school classmate of my wife's. And I said, "How you doing?" You know, and he said, "Hey, my name's Mike," and, you know, whatever. But he had this it looked like somebody had died. I mean, he was so sad. And then he got to my wife and gave her a big hug. And at that point, he said something to the effect of, "I don't know if you ever knew this, but I have had the major crush on you for all through high school."
Oh, not, don't and, pull that card.
Yeah, right in her wedding dress, in yeah. line there, he's telling her that he had been secretly in love with her for 4 years.
Oh, that like is that. So stupid.
Bad form, yeah.
Bad form.
But anyway, it was funny because I am a little bit of a jealous guy, but at that point I didn't feel jealousy. What I felt was kind of...
Victory,
exactly. Yeah, like Gladiator. You know, yeah. Are you not entertained? Because I won and you lost, dude. Yeah. So. I found out later too that my wife likes big guys. I'm a big dude, 6'5", 300 pounds, and he was not. He was. I would have put him at 5'10" and 160 pounds. You
oh
know?
Wow!
So I don't know if he knew this, but he never had a chance with her. She wouldn't even gone out with him. So. Anyway. I want to point people to our website, 890kdxu.com. Oh, and by the way, McCray Hepler is due to be here in just a few minutes. Looking forward to having him on and talk about a couple of his latest videos and what's happening in St. George. Again, though, a couple of stories on our website. Number one, should Southern Utah water abusers be fined? Now, Las Vegas has started fining people that use too much water.
Mm.
Are those fines going to be coming to Utah? Well, the answer is no, at least not yet. So the when you get your water bill, if you use more than a certain amount, then you actually pay a higher rate, and it's graduated. The more you use, the higher you pay. So it's already kind of a built-in fine a little bit, but as Zach Renstrom has told us, sometimes people don't care. They just,
yeah.
You know, I'm rich. I got plenty of money. I'm going to use whatever water I want, which
yeah.
is very socially irresponsible if you ask me, but
oh,
whatever.
100%.
Hopefully it never comes to that. Southern Utah has been so good at responding to public relations blitzes about using less water and stuff, and that is really nice. But Zach tells me that, and Adam Snow tells me, he says, look, there's not any fines. There will not be any fines anytime soon for excess water usage. But he said if we have continual habitual water abusers, he said it may come to that someday.
Hmm.
So, especially right now, we are in what you call an extreme drought conditions. Extreme.
Do you think, so in that case, if I were to, I'm wondering if this is overusing water. So, if I were to do a load of laundry
mm-hmm.
Wash a set of dishes and take like a 20-minute shower and fill my water bottle like, I want to say like 5 times every day.
Oh, if you're drinking, that's okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's like, do you think that would be abusing water?
No.
Yeah, so I'm good.
I really don't. And that's one of the things Zach and Adam Snow both wanted to point out. He says, look, everyday use of water is okay in this town. It's fine. That's what we need. He said the big water abuse are people that turn their sprinklers on in the middle of the afternoon in the summertime, or people that have a lot bigger lawn than they're ever going to use.
Right.
And that's the thing. And, you know, I love the new, I don't know if you have one yet, but we have the new water meters that tell you real time how much water you're using.
I don't have one, but my dad has one and he loves it.
Yeah, they're incredible. So we found out again that we had a leak before we fixed it. We found out that same problem reoccurred. It wasn't a lot of water. I mean, it was using like 10 extra gallons a day. So wasn't a big leak, but it was a continual leak. And so we got on it and were able to figure out what it was. It was the little floater in our pond out back. Is when it gets to a certain height, it's supposed to shut the water off. Well, it was stuck. It wasn't getting high enough to shut the water off. So a little bit of water was leaking out the the pond fill thing. So.
Oh, the conditions of why we got that smart, that tracker, is because we had a water main break underneath the house.
Oh, man.
And my dad built this memorial fountain in honor of my mom. And which is funny. It makes it sound like she's dead. No, she's fine. But
memorial for
he just loves her, and this fountain was crafted with brick and stuff like that, homemade completely from my dad's hands. Mm-hmm. And one day, out of nowhere, we just hear this big thump, and the water caused damages underneath the fountain, and it caused the whole thing to sink like 6 inches.
Oh wow!
And then we're like, oh, that's weird, and we didn't think there was like a leak or anything like that until. I'm in my room, which was in the basement, and I just hear like this. It sounded like a faucet slightly on, and it was coming from the wall.
Yeah, that's not a good place for it to be coming.
And so we managed to catch it before it did any like crazy damage to the home, but we had to completely redo our whole driveway.
So I am a big fan of water conservation, and I don't feel inconvenienced. I know we've had people call in to when the water guy was on and say, hey, you're already affecting my quality of life because I don't feel like I can use all the water I want to use. And I think, you know, you chose to live in a desert.
Yeah.
You know, you live in St. George, Utah, where we get 8 inches of rain a year. That's all we get.
Yeah.
And, you know, we rely on a snowpack. And sadly, I was looking at Pine Valley Mountain. I call it Pine Mountain, but some people are like, no, it's Pine Valley Mountain. Well, I don't know how a valley and a mountain. Okay, whatever. But anyway, not a lot of snow up there.
Yeah, it's not
a lot of snow.
You can see from here. You can see the tip.
You can. I can't.
Well, yeah, I can see it right now. And at the tippity tip of Pine Valley is just sporadic patches of snow.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope, I mean, we're due for a storm tomorrow, moving in late tonight. A lot of wind today, supposedly, and then rain tomorrow. And I'm hoping we get some snow up there in that mountain. But
yeah,
I just know that, you know, if you want to live here in St. George, in Washington County, you need to understand this is a desert. We get 8 inches a year.
You need to understand the environmental condition of it.
And if you don't like that, go somewhere that is very moist, that has a lot of water.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of places out there.
Because a lot of people come here because they don't want to deal with the snow that most of Utah has.
Yeah.
And then, so we're one of the only regions that has to, you know, doesn't deal with the snow in the state. But the fact is that there's a reason why we don't have snow.
Yeah. Yeah. The other story I wanted to point people toward on 890KDX2.com is a story I wrote yesterday titled Doggy Life Expectancy. How long will your Utah pup last? I found an article on Reader's Digest and kind of riffed off that a little bit. And it's interesting. So if you think, I don't know how many people are into pets. I know you have birds.
Yes.
We don't have pets because my wife has really bad asthma that is pet-induced. So she would get really, I mean, basically it would be... you have a dog, your wife's going to die. And I would rather have my wife than a dog. So,
yeah.
I have had in my past life had a lot of pets, and it's interesting to see the scale. So human lives maybe 70 years, right?
Yeah.
In the course of our lifetime, the average person has pets along the way, but the life expectancy of pets is, well, especially dogs, is 10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
And that's if you get a good dog. Now, the little teeny ones, Chihuahuas and Pomeranians tend to live longer. They live about 15 to 17 years.
I had my childhood dog was a teacup poodle. He there you go. Who lived for 18 years.
18 years, yeah. Perfect. But it was probably hard when he left, huh?
Oh, it was so hard.
Yeah. But, you know, if you have big dogs have very short lifespans.
A Great Dane only lives for like 8 years, right?
Seven. Average life expectancy of a Great Dane is 7 years. And when I had the canine patrol guy in, he was talking about that they get a Belgian Malinois, I think they're called. And those live about 15 years. And I said, well, how long is a career? Because it costs a lot of money to train these dogs.
That's actually a great question. Yeah.
And he said, actually, we get them, they become pretty good police dogs at the age of 2 to 3. Mm. And he says, we can expect about a decade of police work out of them.
Wow.
And he said, so we retire when they're about 10 to 12, somewhere in there. And he says, usually after that, they only live another 3 to 4 years. He says, you know, so life expectancy of them is about 15 years. Now, I have a niece who has a Great Dane that is a service dog for her. She suffers from seizures. Mm. And so the dog will help her when she has a seizure. But it's a Great Dane. And they spend a lot of money on this dog and to train this dog. That is, I mean, I hate to say it, and I won't tell my niece this, but that dog ain't going to be around that long.
That's true, but there is an advantage to having a, how old is your niece?
She is 56, she's right around 15, 16. Right
so
around.
The joy about having a, I have a few friends that have seizures and they need to have a service dog to help them. A bigger dog is able to, like, get you into a proper position better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's true.
And so a Great Dane, which is, is it the biggest breed of dog?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that would means, you know, if for a 15 or 16-year-old, they can push you onto the ground and perform, like, and calm you down or
this dog
CPR.
Can actually, so when she starts having a seizure, can actually anticipate that it's happening and get, so if she starts to fall, it can land on her.
It can anticipate it by smelling its breath, smelling your breath.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but just kind of a word of thumb. The bigger the dog, the shorter the life. The smaller the dog, the longer the life. And there's, I'm sure, some science behind all that. I did want to, real quick, right before we go to break, there are some ways you can help your dog last longer. Vaccinations up to date, number one. Number two, don't spoil your dog with table scraps and an abundance of treats, but rather feed them like you should. Slim dogs, like slim people, tend to live longer. Number three, take your dog in for blood work and a checkup at the vet every year. And number four, exercise. You and your dog both need it. Go ahead and go for that walk together.
We actually didn't go on many walks with that dog, but he went to the vet, I think, every 3 months.
Nice. 3 months, that's pretty often. Yeah. All right, we got to get a break in. McCray is here. We'll talk with him after this.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. It's 9:36 on KDXU. McCray Hepler is with me this morning. Hey, McCray, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
Appreciate you being here. What, the Mac Bomb, right? hashtag Mac Bomb. I didn't know that was a thing, man, but I like it.
It was inspired by
Woj Bomb.
Woj Bomb, which obviously you know in the sports
world.
Yeah,
sports guys know that.
Adrian Wojnarowski that drops the NBA, well, dropped. He's since retired. Now Shams has taken over. But
he always broke the story, didn't he? He always had
the story about free agency and any moves in the NBA. So then a couple years, I think it's been 4 or 5 years since I started putting that as a hashtag on there. But yeah.
You know, Chris Berman used to say you can't give yourself a nickname. It has to be something someone else gives you. You know that, right?
Yes. Well, and I was given that by remember who gave it to me.
Okay, that's
good.
But
it was inspired by one of our group chats that I have that we talk sports all the time. At some point somebody mentioned it and I was like, "Oh, that's a good idea."
Yeah, not bad. Now I want to ask you. I always ask this of public officials that you know that like mayors and county commissioners and even congressmen. Like you open yourself up to criticism a lot because you're in the public eye. And I notice there are a lot of haters. People make comments on stuff that you write, but you almost always answer them and acknowledge them, and you'll even argue back with them a little bit.
Yeah,
is that the McCray personality, or is that just you want to correct people, or what? Where does that stand?
Yeah, I mean, it's partially my personality, and I do like to. Although sometimes it's a little what do you call it? Not exhausting, but
yeah, kind of. Yeah,
respond. I feel like people comment to get a response,
yeah.
And especially people that are asking genuinely what, you know, about something.
True, true.
Sometimes the trolls, I decide to troll back a little bit, but it just depends.
Okay.
But really, what's funny is it's really only, I don't ever get people, luckily I'm not a public official, and I don't get people like coming at me, and usually it's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, you're usually defending some kind of public
I'm
issue.
Just, yeah, yeah, I'm just defending an issue that they're not happy with, and or something, or a business, or somebody, you know, but it's, luckily, it's never, it's rarely ever directed at me. Which makes it easier to respond as well. I think if I was just getting chastised, you know, right at me all the time,
like Tony
I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably, I don't know. It'd be a little different story. I'd probably just stay off of it and not respond. But
well,
I don't know. I like to put. I'm vocal. I like to put my input out there. And a lot of times people are talking about stuff that is based on zero truth.
I was going to say, the thing I've noticed mostly is you're correcting people. People put stuff, oh, I heard this and this and this. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Or you're like, okay, you might've heard that, but that's not true.
Yeah. And that's what's fun and cool is I now, for the most part, I have a source for really anything that's happening. So if I read something, if I hear something, I go directly to the source, whether it's a city official or, and I get the real story. Like this video I just did on around the Intermountain Healthcare. This is not a big deal, but it's just cool to be able to correct it. The road right there on Fort Master was closed for a while.
Yeah.
And in my video, I said that it was opening up on Friday, and someone was like, nope, I heard from the hospital that it's going to be another 6 weeks and blah, 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 blah. So luckily, I shot a text to the St. George Road guy, Cameron, who's an incredible...
Yeah.
Incredible resource and does a
Cameron
fantastic
Cutler,
job.
Yeah.
And got back to me right away and was like, no, actually, I'm not sure where that rumor's come from, but here's the scoop. Like, here's the real. And so I was able to say that. It's helpful because it diminishes the rumor trail, you know?
The hearsay, yeah.
The telephone game is a real thing. It's pretty insane. Some
it
of the
is,
things
yeah.
that I hear, I'm like, where did that originate from?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, no, but I know what you're
anyway.
What you're talking about. Well, people want to know what's up with McCray's videos and where we're, you know, some of the places we're going. Let's start talking about, first of all, you call it River Crossing, St. George, let's see, Riverside Drive and George Washington Boulevard, right?
Yeah, River Road, Road.
Sorry, not
and
River
George
Road.
Washington
River.
Boulevard.
I got my two videos mixed up.
So. There's a couple different. Yeah, River Crossing is the one with a lot of the action happening right now, which is...
And what side is that on?
And that's on the east side, next to Summit Athletic Club.
Okay.
And that one's where J-Dawgs just opened up last weekend.
The
which
Maverick
is,
there, right?
And yeah, across from Maverick.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
J-Dawgs is, by the way, now I know a lot of people at my age, I'm never eating hot dogs again. J-Dawgs hot dogs are pretty epic.
They are. Yes, yeah. They are. Actually, I tried to go on Friday and... It was a zoo, and I didn't have much time. So
I haven't been to this one, but I went to one of them in Provo. So.
But yeah, it's one of the most popular restaurants in northern Utah, and which is crazy. You know, it's just it's like the Swig story. It's like it's just soda, and yeah. Now
hot dogs. What the heck?
And it's just hot dogs, you know. But they're great hot dogs, and so I know a lot of people are excited about that one to be open with Village Bakery right there as well. That came from northern Utah. That's really popular. Super good bread. And then there's a couple others. Well, you had the Starbucks and the McDonald's that opened up a while back. And then Kiln is really the big news right now that just opened in the last couple weeks.
Now, when people hear the word Kiln, they go, oh, so it's like pottery something, right?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that, does it?
No. It's a, I believe, 40,000 square foot building.
So pretty big.
That is a shared office work environment.
Okay.
For that's really geared toward entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, work from home people that is huge here in southern Utah. What you know, whether they're executives at companies or even it just people that work from home that have gotten sick. I know a lot of people that have gotten really sick of just sitting in their house all day.
Well, yeah, and you got the kids and the TV and the video games. It's
distractions,
all there. Yeah.
So but then it's also, you know, there's some companies that are, you know, 8 to 12 to 16 people that can go in there as well. And really, it's just more commercial real estate can be really hard for young companies and for remote companies because you have to usually sign really long really long contracts, and there's just not really a way to, if you're on a, if you're a small company and you hit that escape velocity where it's like you go from startup to an actual concept and you got to hire a bunch of people, there's not, it's hard to, it's hard to have that flexibility.
Not to mention there's hardly any place open in St. George as far as where to go.
Office space is really hard here. And so they've really, it's really filled a need for that type of environment. It's a really creative space. It's a beautiful building. They've got live plants all over the place. Really cool design, different design concepts throughout the space. They've got a podcast studio there that, that members can be a part of. And it's cool because you can either have an office there or you can just have a membership, which is what I have. And you don't have an office, but there's open seating and there's snacks every day at 10:30 up in the kitchen. Nice. There's a little atrium, which is like a circle. It's like a circle, half circle room that you can hold different events in. So I'm holding a CE class there for some agents in a couple weeks. Different types of stuff like that that you can just go in and really network, find cool people. There's events. There's a big theater in there where, so for example, STG Scale, which is one of the, it's a Tech Ridge, it's a tech community meetup every, the first Friday of every month, and they do a lunch there. And so it's just, there's a lot of really cool creativity happening out of that building. And it's going to be really nice for that complex and for that area too, because now you have, you know, upwards of a couple hundred, workers, you know, that are going to be right in that parking lot for all the food right there, all the services, the Sprouts right there. Obviously Sprouts is with or without the Kiln people is going to, they're, it's going to be really busy and people are really excited about that.
Is Kiln open?
Kiln is open.
Kiln is open, and you can go, you know, if you need workspace, that's the place to go.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, it is open.
And give us a juxtaposition. Is it right by Village Baker? Kind of.
No, back? It's on the other side. It's on the far south side of the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And so there's Village Baker and J Dogs, which is right on George Washington. Then there's the Kiln building with a couple other buildings right in the middle, and then on the far side, it's the Kiln building. You can't miss it. It's very large.
Yeah, very, very cool.
A couple other things that will open up soon over the next couple of months are actually Radiant Waxing also just opened up. And then you've got a couple that are going to be in the works. Positano Italian Kitchen and Wine Bar, which is a local brand new concept that will be really cool, created by a campaign that owns Twisted Noodle and 435 Tap House, which I'm really excited for. Roxbury Juice is going to go in there. There's a PF Lounge, which is a type of not gym, but it's a some type of health and wellness company. Save Dental, which is actually becoming Utah Dental Office, Utah Dental Care. They're rebranding and going in there. Like I said, Sprouts should open this summer. Perfect Patio. And then behind that, you've got Full Throttle, which is a men's hair, like a barbershop type. You've got other restaurants, Marco's Pizza, Spitz, a lot of good stuff.
I saw some comments and somebody said, oh, I love Spitz. What is
Spitz? Yeah, Spitz is a Mediterranean, like meat, rice, veggies, Mediterranean spot that I haven't been to yet, but I've been hearing nothing but great things. It's with a Z,
right? S-P-I-T-Z.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, if you put an S on there, it doesn't sound very good.
Yeah. The thing I love is it's pretty much all, not all, but pretty much all brand new spots, which we desperately need here. We need
different stuff.
Different.
And we've talked about the fact that St. George is a special place in that, yeah, we have a lot of residents, but we also have on any given weekend, like last weekend, you know, another 20, 30, 40,000 people in town from up north, mostly looking to get out of the cold. So, all right. It sounds exciting and fun to be over there.
When it's all finished, it's going to be, it's just right now there's obviously a bunch of construction and you kind of have to find your way through, and it's busy, but it's, they're packing it in with some really good things, and I'm super excited for
it. What about the other side of River?
River, where, yeah. Where so Popeyes Boulder Crossing, which is behind, where Popeyes is, right next to Popeyes, they just opened up Bismarck gluten-free donuts, which I've been hearing really good things about. It's that along with Chat Chat Boba, which is the boba tea combination there. And then the brand new building that turned out beautiful right behind there is completely full with K2 Aesthetics and Wellness. You've got Clearwater Leisure Scapes, which is a pool management company. And then Dally Family Dental is all, those three are all open. And then the fourth one is a Pink Cactus Nail Salon, which should be opening up, I've heard, sometime in the next couple weeks.
Craig, have you ever had your nails done?
Had never.
No, me neither.
I've had pedicures before. You've had a pedicure? I've had pedicures are great.
I haven't done that. Maybe I should be, maybe I should try it. I was going to say metrosexual, but that's like a 90s term. We've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk medicine a little bit, Medical Plaza, Riverside, and Four Master, what's going on over there. But it sounds like, we call it St. George Place and Boulder Crossing are the two. Did I get that right?
Yep. And then across from there, technically, there's another, it's just one building, but it's called River Path Landing. It's where the Rampage e-bike rental is. That should have some news on that one as well. There's quite a bit of space in there that'll start filling up. So
very cool. Talking with McCray Hepler. Be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Hey, 952 on KDXU. We're here with former superstar quarterback McCray Hepler of the Dixie Flyers.
Yeah, right. Right.
Back in the day.
Not quite. I handed the ball off a lot.
Yeah, was Nate Carter on your team?
That was my guy, yep. Nate Carter
had a lot of rushing yards.
Ended up fourth.
Fourth all time, but ended up playing at BYU for a while.
He did.
Yeah.
He was a stud. I enjoyed handing the ball off to him.
They let you throw sometimes.
Dixie High football back in the day, before Monkers came, was very much power football.
Run, run, run.
I basically called ISO left or right at the line in my cadence. I would, based on how the defense was set up, which I got to give myself a little credit there. I at least got to determine.
Yeah.
I had to read the defense, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, it was. I probably averaged about 7 throws a game, so wow, six or seven.
I had when I was in high school, we had a running back. His name was Sean Simpson. He was a 2,000-yard rusher my senior year, and I was proud to. I was a lineman. I blocked for him.
Nice.
And even though he got all the awards and everything at the end of the year, the fact that I was a lineman blocking for a guy that rushed for 2,000 yards, I was pretty proud of that.
That's cool. So,
and I think our quarterback threw 3 times a game, maybe 4. it was 3rd and long. It had to be like 3rd and 30 for us to throw the ball. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it was 3rd and 10. We were still handing it to Simpson. So those were the days. Did want to talk for a minute, McCray, about Four Master and Riverside Drive. Of course, everybody knows that we're talking about kind of going up the hill and then going down to the hospital. Any word on what's happening over there?
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there as well. And
by the way, if you go up over Four Master and down to Riverside, there's usually a traffic jam. Just be warned if you do elect to go that way. You've got to wait a little while to get through that light. They've done a good job of trying to sort it through, but
Intermountain's got quite a few projects in the works right now. They're creating a whole new tower, which will be a huge addition.
Wow.
They're renovating one of the current towers, or adding to one of the current towers, and then renovating the entire original first southwest wing, which is building one. And they've added some other office space, or some of the pediatric businesses in the hospital are going to move across the street too. And really just expanding as we continue to need more and more, more and more healthcare around here as we grow.
When I moved here and you growing up here, St. George Intermountain Hospital, St. George Regional, whatever we used to call it, Dixie Regional, I think it was before. But
yeah,
it didn't handle some of the really major traumas. We had to fly to Vegas or to Salt Lake. And now you can handle, except for a burn unit, I think our hospital has just about everything now, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, there's still cases of people that are having to go up north, children's primary, I think, a lot,
children,
obviously. But like the cases that are having to go down to Vegas, unless it, I think it's just if it's a specialized occurrence up north, or I think that's when they get life lighted. But but yeah, I mean, I think essentially they can handle it's pretty much anything.
Pretty amazing, yeah. Anything of public interest that is going in there that maybe we might use?
Say that again.
Anything of public interest? Anything that the everyday citizen would go, oh, that's going there. I might need that.
In the hospital?
Yeah,
or just in the area.
Yeah.
So the other, it's really all health related right there. The other one is there's a Game Day Men's Health that just opened up in the Coral Desert building.
And what do they do?
And just a bunch of different types of men's, like testosterone and different.
And us dudes don't like to go to the doctor, but we need to.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And then there's a huge parcel that is right along River Road, right behind, just south of the hospital, about a block, where could be a, I don't, they don't, it's for sale. There's a couple different types of commercial that it could be, whether it's some more medical, whether it's just office space or some retail. It's about 8 or 9 acres, though, and that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Do you anticipate with the whole Four Master as it goes in between the hospital and the other medical buildings and then on up over the hill through a neighborhood and then back down into Riverside Drive, do you anticipate that traffic-wise changing? Are they going to change the road at all, do you think?
I don't think so, but I don't know. It's definitely more and more busy, for sure.
We actually, this was 6 years ago when we moved, but we looked at a house up there on Four Master, and it fed right into that light that's right at the top of Four Master Ridge. And I was like, man, what, you know, I don't know that living here would be. We ended up, it fell through not because of that, but I remember thinking, it's kind of a weird spot, you know, because you've got a lot of traffic trying to get from Riverside to River and up through Four Master, and then got all the medical, the hospital traffic and stuff like that. So it's kind of an interesting location.
It is.
And we are ruled by geography, by the topography of the area, aren't we?
Yep, we absolutely are.
So,
but yeah, and then around Riverside Drive, that Hillside Health building, there's a new Red Rock Health, which is like a, they do like stem cell stuff and different types of regenerative.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Health. They've got a DEXAFIT scanner. It's like a body scanner that scans your, like, your body fat, and really cool. I actually did it myself, and it's really cool.
Like 0% on you?
Yeah, I wish. I wish. Got a little too much. A little too much. But yeah, so mostly health related stuff around there, and which is always important. And so yeah.
Nice. Where are we going next? What's the next McCray video? Can you sneak peek?
The one that just came out today.
Today, okay.
Yeah, today, now that we're here on a Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, my videos come out on Wednesdays.
This morning
was just further north from there. So just on the other side of the Intermountain Health, there's another right where the Courtyard Marriott and what's the other hotel right there? There's another hotel going in, At Home Best Western. Going in right there. There's another one, Holiday Inn Express, that has plans to go vertical at some point. And then one really fun one for people looking for something to do, whether with kids or really any age, the Claw Vault. Have you heard of the Claw Vault? Next to Jimmy John's on River?
No.
Between Jimmy John's and Orange Peel, it's a claw. It's an arcade
the claw, with like so the claws. Yeah, yeah.
And that place is doing well.
Nice.
I haven't taken my kids yet, but I plan to. So
he's McCray Hepler, Eagle Gate title, and also watch this video. Just to go to YouTube, McCray Hepler, and subscribe. Thanks, McCray.
Thanks, Andy.
Appreciate you.